Well, good afternoon, Seattle. And yes, it's afternoon, late in the afternoon. We are at Drive Time, guys. Welcome to Drive Time, our first 5 o'clock show live after a couple of weeks of being preempted by Nebraska football. Go Huskers. I mean, Huskies. you know what? I think that the Huskers are ranked 15th in the nation now, and they won by about 3 touchdowns today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good game. So all of you people that are still listening, the Washington State-Nebraska Cornhuskers Alumni Association, welcome to Tech Talk with Craig. I'm glad you're here and stuck by to listen. We like this time slot. I might have to talk to Eric and see if this thing's available. I kind of like the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice little, you come in late afternoon, Saturday. It's nice. You get a nice little view.
I'm happy about it. Hey, let me introduce a few people here. Actually, first, I want to start with Taylor. Mike Roberge is off usually by this time, and I think he's got a Gonzaga game to go broadcast.
Yeah.
And he's going to go take care of the Bulldogs. And but we have Taylor on the board. Taylor, welcome to Tech Talk with Craig, your first show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited. Excited to be here.
It's going to be great. And the Ox, as always, well, I think this is going to be his last week in the Ox because Jack Crawford will be joining us in the studio next week. We'll have Kelvin Janenskins answering our calls. Jack, you're going to miss that room back there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's nice and cozy back here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least we do have that bulletproof glass between us.
Which way is the bullet going?
I don't
know. Yikes.
It depends on who's armed. Let's just drop that.
Okay, hey, next topic.
Guess who's back after a debacle from the moving company of last week that we are going to get into towards the end of the show. Folks, you're going to love this story. Gadget guy.
It wasn't just last week.
Well,
it wasn't just last.
I know. It started last 2 months ago, but the fun part started last week. Alan, gadget guy, back on the air on Tech Talk. Alan, welcome back.
Thank you. Joining live from my UMA line.
From your UMA line. And we're going to tell you what UMA is all about a little bit later. Gadget guy is going to do a review on UMA. And guess who else is back on the air with us? A regular, a new staple on Tech Talk with Craig, the 3D guru of 3D gurus, the 3D printer king, Brad, what is the matter with me?
You got to get my name right, Craig. With that kind of introduction, you can't just roll in.
I had a lot of the letters right. Brandon Davis, president of Leapfrog Americas. Brandon, what's going on down in Sin City?
We're 3D printing, Craig.
I know we are.
Hey, Brandon, at least you got the brand right. You know?
Yeah.
I got the brand right, just not the Brandon. Oh, that was an Alan Wallace joke, I think.
That's a good one, Craig.
Hey, now that I have everybody introduced and I'm looking over at Taylor, Taylor knows this is going to be a fun show. So, Taylor, this is how it works here, okay?
All right.
We have a Tech Talk show, and we're not that, hey, man, I got to pop up on my computer. What am I going to do?
That's some blue screen.
Yeah. I know a guy on Front Street. He's got a store. It's called Coho Computer. Go down there.
Yeah.
What we do is we talk about fun stuff, all things high tech. We just have a fun conversation. We happen to have a microphone in our squash. Okay.
Kind of like that.
So anybody is welcome to chime in anytime. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thanks, listeners, for tuning in at the 5 o'clock hour. I love this hour. I think we're going to have more listeners this way. I'm going to see if we can't even make this a staple. We have a couple of public service announcements. We're going to talk a little bit about Wine Walk that starts again in Issaquah, November 20th. Please join us Thursday, November 20th at Gilman Village Wine Walk in downtown Issaquah. Enjoy live music. There's going to be snacks, local boutique wines, and tasting locations throughout Gilman Village. You can pair a good book with a bottle of wine this time because there's going to be local authors while you mingle and taste all these great wines. And believe me, the more wine you taste, the better those books are. But no, the books are good and the authors are great, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Come early, beat the rush, get an early start on your holiday shopping, enjoy specials at the retail shops and the restaurants in historic Gilman Village. That's Thursday, November 20th. You got to be 21, but it's worth it. Leave the kids. Go take them to Adventure Kids. My friend Ed, they're right there in Gilman Village or right next door. Go check it out. I have wine walks at my store starting in February again with the Downtown Issaquah Association. I'm proud to be a board member. Our zombie walk was a huge, huge success. We had well over 1,000 people. It was unbelievable. But for more information, go to downtownissaquah.com, downtownissaquah.com. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about how you, yes, you, can become a 3D printing expert and professional and actually make a business out of it when we come back. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Integrity in business means doing what we say we are going to do and exceeding the expectations of our customers.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
When you come to us with a problem with your vehicle, we believe that a repair that we perform will be good enough to last a lifetime. And if for some reason it doesn't, bring it back in and we'll repair it at no cost to you. Our lifetime warranty gives you the peace of mind that once we've done a repair on your vehicle, we will stand behind it for as long as you own that car.
Integrity Automotive, standing behind their work and name with a lifetime maintenance warranty, a testimony to their customer-focused service.
I want you to feel that you have found a service center that you can trust, a service center that will care for you and not just your vehicle.
Hundreds trust the livelihood of their vehicles to Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Just a block from I-90 in Issaquah and well worth the drive.
It's more than a name, it's how we do business. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the show. It's the High Tech Radio Network, and you're listening to Tech Talk with Craig. And, you know, I just wanted to say that we had a real sad week this past week in space, technology and space exploration. You know that this radio host has been promoting Made in Space, the first 3D printer that just took off for the space station, and we are happy that it made it up there, as well as the filament. But an Antares rocket exploded in Virginia. Since when have they been launching rockets in Virginia, by the way?
Evidently, the 3D printer isn't, you know, it's not, you just don't have to just worry about it making your print right, but you have to worry about the whole ship exploding. It's kind of a different situation up there.
I spoke with Grant yesterday from Made in Space, and I spoke with him, and literally a minute after the Virgin spaceship crashed, and that was yesterday. Unfortunately, the Virgin Galactic spaceship 2 crashed. We lost a pilot, we lost a co-pilot. The pilot, I believe, ejected, and he's in pretty serious condition right now. And folks, don't let this deter us. Okay, space is important. We need to do this. Made in Space is a project. They've got a project going on. They are going to be printing parts in space. They've got the printer up there. The crew up there has been trained. I can't give out any actual print dates yet, but I can tell you that they're coming soon. There's been a couple of setbacks. They just had the 75th anniversary of the Ames National Laboratory down in that's a NASA laboratory that's been around for 75 years. Can you believe it? They and with these two explosions, they're just minor setbacks. You know, it was in less than 48 hours after this, the Antares rocket exploded last week. Another rocket took off from Russia and delivered 4 tons of food to the International Space Station. So, you know, there's other modes of transportation to get stuff up there. And these are just setbacks. They are really setbacks. And don't think that we're not going to conquer space, because we are going to conquer space. And what is going to help us conquer space, Brandon?
3D printers.
That's correct. And why is that? Why is that? I can tell you why. Because if we have a colony on Mars and we need a wrench and we need to requisition that wrench, you know how many weeks it takes to get to Mars? If we're building a colony and we're building things, if we're building houses and storage units and tunnels and vehicles, and we need to build things, we can't just build them. We can't build a manufacturing plant, and we can't requisition rockets from here to send things to Mars. We need to be able to create that stuff right there on the planets that we are going to be inhabiting. Maybe not in our lifetime, but pretty close to it. I know that we'll be walking on Mars in our lifetime, and you know.
Well, that's why NASA's, you know, adopted 3D printing. I mean, they're not just up there doing this for a gimmick. This whole thing originates from the compact versatility a 3D printer offers. You know, when you're in space in a spaceship, space is at a minimum. You need something that, you know, parts inventory that doesn't exist. So if something breaks, you got to hope that you got it. With 3D printer, you can print whatever you need whenever you need it, and none of your resources are tied up in specific inventory. It's just raw material waiting to become your inventory that lets you create just in time, you know, when you need it.
That's right. That takes me back to a story that I've already talked about on this show, but I think I can mention it again. We're at a different hour. We have a different set of listeners. I know for those of you that have already heard this, forgive me, but I got to share this. This was a story I heard from Mike Chen at his keynote at the 3D Printer World Expo, and it was about a guy that came in looking for a job. And they said, well, we're on government grants. We're not really hiring anybody right now. He says, well, do me a favor. Let me sit down at one of your workstations and show you what I can do. And they humor us. Show us what you can do. And he sat down in front of a CAD program, and he created this device. He goes, here, print this. And they went file print, and he printed out this little box and a tube and a cone and handed it to him. And Mike says, well, what's that? He goes, well, that's the repair that would have repaired the oxygen canister that exploded on Apollo 13.
Wow.
And the guy said, what? So what did they do? They sent it to Huntsville, and they tested it at the Space Center in Huntsville at Marshall. And guess what? It worked.
Yeah.
They hired him.
Wow.
So, if they had a 3D printer on board, there would never have been a call, Houston, we have a problem. And that's big.
Yeah.
That's big. So, that's a few years ago this happened. The technology has changed so much. And I'm reading the news now, and, you know, I see that HP is moving into 3D printing. There's still going to be plenty of room for the little guys. And that's actually the headline in today's CNET front page. As HP moves into 3D printing, there may still be room for the little guys. And the little guys aren't that little, but we all know how big HP is. What that's going to do is give 3D printing some legitimacy.
But you also know that HP is going to get you with the charges for the ink.
Yeah, no, for the filament. We're all in the filament business, remember?
Yeah, but they're trying to sell ink and filament.
That's
you know,
correct.
Their system uses a colorizing agent, and you know, HP is a great company, and they're probably going to bring a lot of innovation. And
it can only help us with the companies that we're dealing with in 3D printing. They've unveiled plans to enter 3D printing by 2016, so it's not going to happen tomorrow. And we've already got great innovators out there, like the Leapfrogs, like the Airwolves, and a couple of others out there that have kind of fallen off the stratuses and those. But HP did come out with a production unit, I think yesterday or the day before.
They didn't have a problem?
Yeah, but it does print at about 10 times the speed, and they're going to use they're still in testing phases. You know, none of this is going to come to fruition for them until 2016.
Well, LeapFrog's about to release the Creator HS in America, and
that
it's going to run about 10 to 15 times faster than your average 3D printer today, and definitely much faster than the original LeapFrog Creator. And that would be about half that speed change at least.
And that's why I say that this big news story on CNET today about HP entering 3D printing by 2016 is only going to help us. We've already got the technology. We're already there.
We're a year ahead.
We're more than a year ahead. We're a decade ahead because you know it's not the. It's not just the label HP. I mean, we've all had our ups and downs with HP, and HP has been a great printer company. They were, you know, HP. They are in the ink business. They sell us a printer, an inkjet printer that's $79 or $89. What do you think it costs them to produce that inkjet printer? $150, $190. It's a loss. They lose money on it. But what do they make money on? They're in the ink business.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And
per barrel, it's actually the most expensive element or liquid on the earth. It's more expensive per barrel than crude oil now.
I believe it.
So
I believe it. Yeah, ink to print on paper. So anyway, I just think it's a good thing that they're getting into the game. I'm glad they're not getting into the game yesterday. I'm happy to be working with the people that I am in 3D printing, and that brings up our topic of the day. I don't have any drum roll buttons here, but we're going to talk a little bit about how you, our listener, can become a professional in 3D printing instantly. There is a website out there that we've talked about on this radio show a few times called 3dhubs.com, 3dhubs, H-U-B-S.com. And 3dhubs.com is a community, actually it's a group of communities all over the world. They are out of the Netherlands. Sound like a familiar place, Brandon?
Yeah, aren't you the mayor of the Seattle chapter?
I am the mayor-elect of the Seattle chapter. I have to have my first event, and my first event just happens to be coming up on November 11th at none other than Coho Computer / Coho 3D at 75 Front Street South in Issaquah, where wine walks will take place starting in Wine Walk will be on Gilman Village November 20th. But this is the same place where we have all our wine walks and our art walks, and I've got a couple of 3D printers there now. I believe there's another one coming in for the 11th. I know that we are going to have a special guest in Brandon Davis is going to fly up from Vegas for the event. We are going to have our first mayor-elect. We'll have his first 3D Hubs event at Coho Computer. That'll be November 11th. We're going to call it 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we're going to be serving wine out of 3D printed goblets. So, and that's for sure. We've already started printing them. Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah, you have been printing wine goblets for days.
That's pretty cool, actually.
You call me all day showing me the progress. You have like a security cam on one of the printers.
I know. I had to set you up with that. That's called 3D cam, man. It's 3D cam.
Yeah.
So yes,
you're taking the first ceremonial drink out of one of those when you become mayor, I guess.
When I become mayor, I will be printing my key to the city. And, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I've talked to Seth Crofton of Strategic 1A Games, I think is the name. He is also with Wargames.com. Facebook, look up Seth on Facebook. I should have had my notes, but Seth will be there. I believe Maxim will be there. Maximatic, a better cup holder.
Really cool guys. Yeah. Really cool guys.
And I'm doing prototype printing for both of them right now, so that's kind of cool. And we're just going to have a ball. We're going to have the entire 3D printing community here. You're going to come. You're going to learn about 3D printers. You're going to see 3D printers in action. Taylor's over there like smiling. He's like,
yeah, sounds great.
You're invited. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be in the 3D world to come. But we want you to be there. I want all my listeners there. I want all you people that have been listening to me about 3D. I'm on this 3D printer rant. And as I promised last weekend that Coho 3D would be online, coho3d.com is up and running. and you can place your orders now. I've got starter sets. This is the deal of the century. I've got a Leapfrog Creator dual extruder 3D printer, brand new in the crate. It's going to come with 6 rolls of filament. That's enough filament to print until you're a lot. It's enough to print a lot. In our top colors, it's going to come with a toolkit. I'll even emboss it with your initials if you want. It is going to come with complete live setup and installation. If you're local in the Seattle area, I'm going to send Sol right to your door. I'm not going to drop it off like some of these companies do in a crate on your front door. We're going to calibrate it for you. We're going to make your first print to make sure it's printing properly. And for a couple extra bucks, you can even have Sol show you how to use a couple of the 3D programs. It's going to come with Simplify 3D, which I just got. And the name says it all, Simplify 3D. And by the way, next week, folks, we're going to have the creator of Simplify 3D. His name is Clayton, I believe. Is that right?
Clayton Webster. And he is, you want to talk about a guru? This man knows 3D printing. His software, it runs pretty much any 3D printer out there, but it's, you know, it's so much more. But we'll save it for next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a great piece of software. But that's going to come included with this package. Listen to this, folks. It's not $28,000. It's not $15,000 or $5,000 or $4,000. $28.99, $2,899. You're going to get all of that.
Turnkey, ready to go. You get it delivered. You have everything you need to be a solo factory, a factory unto yourself. Your mind can create anything that it desires.
But not only that, you register your printer on 3dhubs.com. Immediately, you have become a business. As soon as you're registered as a hub, if you go on to 3D Hubs right now, 3dhubs.com right now, punch in your zip code. If it's anywhere around 98027, you're going to see Coho 3D come up on as the top 2 spots.
And they can put you to work, Craig. They
put me to work. I've been printing my eyeballs out. It's unbelievable, folks. I can tell you that it will not take long. If you register your printer with 3D Hubs, you will be a professional 3D printer in no time, and that printer will pay for itself. And if you've got high school kids at home and you're wondering what direction they need to go, 3D printing, folks, is going to change the world. This is like being at Microsoft in 81. I'm telling you, this is where we're at right now. Yeah. In this, it's very young technology, but actually it's not that young. There's a guy out in Bremerton who's been printing 3D sheds with his 40-foot by 30-foot 3D printer. He's been printing agricultural sheds to cover alfalfa and grain and things like that. He's been doing it since like 1990. So 3D printing's been around for a long time. What the technology has done lately is somebody dropped something somewhere. But anyway, what the technology has done in the last year has completely revolutionized 3D printing. And now we're getting to the point where we can almost print absolutely perfect production pieces. Not almost, we can. And did we just lose somebody?
I think we did. We'll get them back on the
line.
All right,
no problem. It's just unbelievable what is going on in the 3D printing world, and you got to get yourself involved, get your kids involved. And while we're talking about that, let me bring up futureengineers.org. Futureengineers.org. We're still taking applicants through December 15th. And what futureengineers.org, it's for ages K through 12, but I think they're actually taking applications for those 19 years old. Do an essay. Tell us what you want printed in space. It's being sponsored by Made in Space, as well as NASA, the Ask Me Foundation, SpaceX, and a couple others, Ender's Game. You tell us what you want printed in space. The grand prize winner in the 15 to 19 year old category is going to get a trip to Huntsville, Alabama. They're going to sit there at the Space Center and watch their item printed in space. There are going to be a couple second prizes. There are trips to LA to visit SpaceX to see rocket parts being 3D printed, and how you'll actually be able to see them printing the rockets that will be taking future 3D printers up into space, where when we start building colonies, This is not science fiction, folks. I know there's a lot of...
That's how it starts.
There's a lot of wild shows on KKNW.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can tell you that we're talking about space colonization.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I mean, we're one of not a couple of hundred planets. There are not seven planets, okay?
That's yeah.
Not, there are... There's no universe either. It's not a universe. There's it's a multiverse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. There is so much out there. You know, we're going to be exploring. We're going to go further and further. In order to do that, we need 3D. We need additive manufacturing, and that's what 3D printer. That's where it's going to take
us. It's not only space too. It's a health industry, and it's personal and production
Food. It's all over food lately. Yeah. I mean, there's those the retirement home where they're using the machine to make food that's like still nutritious, but it doesn't like look like slop.
Yeah.
It actually like stuff. There's projects like that. There's projects. I mean, the bakery, the whole confectionery industry is like riveted by 3D printing.
Chocolates especially. But yeah. Mike Chen from Made in Space showed me a slideshow, and they showed me actually a bunch of carrots that was 3D printed. And the material that they actually used to print the carrots was purified carrots.
Wow.
So
carrots from carrots.
Carrots for carrots.
Don't know why they did that. Maybe it's for people that don't have teeth. But
yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. Hey, it's halfway after the hour. It's 30 after the hour. So, I got to pay some bills. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about 3D printing. We're going to have a little review of UMA, tell you what UMA is all about. We're going to talk about Gadget Guy's debacle with the moving company. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, you'll hear all that and more. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen. Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com. That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Everyone has that horror story of a problem that occurred right after their warranty expired. Bring your vehicle to us for a complete inspection before your warranty expires. We'll help you to find a potential issue before it becomes a bigger expense down the road.
Nate Bean of Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair. Nate, why such a generous offer?
It's not just about fixing cars. It's about solving problems and building relationships. That's Integrity.
Just a block off I-90 in Issaquah. Integrity Automotive Maintenance and Repair.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
We're back to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host. I'm here with Taylor, my board engineer for the day. Are a champion.
Thank you, Taylor. Yeah, well, actually, I'm interested in 3D printing just from a smaller standpoint. So just from your everyday kind of just curious about the industry and what it could do for, like we've been talking about, so many different things you can do with a 3D printer.
Well, I know a guy. So, yeah. come down and see me.
Know a guy, too. So.
There you go. Hey, come on down on November 11th to 75 Front Street South. That's November 11th, Tuesday night, after traffic. Come at 7. It's going to go 7 to 9. We'll have a little wine. We'll have a little nosh. We're going to have some 3D printers going. We're going to have people who are using 3D printers. We're going to have people that own 3D printers. We're going to have people that are presidents of 3D printing companies that manufacture 3D printers. We're going to have the mayor-elect, moi, yours truly, of 3D Hub Seattle. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that yet, because I cannot be inaugurated.
Craig, give us a break. You're the mayor. Just quit, because it's our...
Craig, as long as there's not a bag ban in your neighborhood, I'm okay.
All right, well, I'm going to promote 3D Hubs not because I want to promote Coho 3D. I want to promote 3D Hubs because I want to promote 3D printing. I want the kids to know how it works. I want them to know that there's something out there for them. I had the wife of the president of Bellevue College came and saw me during Salmon Days, and she teaches at the school in Issaquah for the kids that kind of lost their way and got into drugs a little and just didn't really do well in Excel, and they can't find anything. Well, guess what? She told them about 3D printing, and their eyes all perked up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know, it's going to revolutionize what we do in technology. It's going to revolutionize prototyping, manufacturing. It's going to help our trade deficit. We're no longer going to have things injection molded in China and wait 6 weeks for them. You know, we've talked to Tom from Voco. As our listeners know about Voco, it's a music and video streaming service. And they have a bunch of devices that they prototype. And when they have to send out a drawing to China and have it, or somewhere, because you can't do it here.
Right.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Well, look at Lucy, your guest from the previous show.
Yep.
Her company, Feet, they're going to manufacture shoes for people in the United States.
Yeah. Correct.
And because that they're happen. Using 3D printers, not because they have to go, you know, to a foreign country where there's a lower cost of labor and employ a factory there. They're able to use 3D printers here and make them effectively, you know, profitably, and deliver a great product.
Well, let's go back to our 3D hubs rant, because it's warranted right now. I noticed that there was a mayorship open for the 3dhubs.com hub or community here in the Seattle area. There are 41 3D hubs in the Seattle market, which means the hubs are people that actually have 3D printers that have registered them. So all these Boeing engineers, and we're in the middle of the land of Boeing. They need something printed and they don't have a printer. Guess where they're going to go? They're going to go to 3D hubs, or they're going to find somebody, or they know somebody who has a 3D printer. Don't get me wrong. Boeing's got 3D printers also, but there are many engineers out there who don't work directly for Boeing. They're Boeing contractors, and I met 30 of them at Salmon Days, and guess what? They're all coming to see these 3D printers on the 11th at Coho 3D, and this 3D Hubs is going to help us create awareness.
Just expands capacity. You might have a 3D printer in your company, but how many people in line do you have to wait to use it? There's 41 units there in the Seattle area. You can, you know, print to any one of them. It's 3D Hubs is a revolution in, you know, basically crowd, you know, using the crowd, using the population as, you know, a giant manufacturing base.
41 printers on 3D Hubs for the entire Seattle market is not enough.
No, it's not.
It's not enough. I'm telling you, there are, when we had Salmon Days in Issaquah, folks, and we had 150,000 people. The weather was beautiful. It was great. And I can tell you, I took in about 500 leads of people, and I did a little drawing, gave away a TV, and a little Voco box, and 90% on the back of the entry forms, they had to fill it out completely, or they wouldn't be entered in the drawing. What are you interested in? 90% were all interested in 3D printing and what it's all about, and it wasn't just people that wanted to know what is 3D printing. I don't know what it is. I know what 3D printing is. I want to know how I can get involved.
And how that's, you can use it productively.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's gotten me so excited. People
and
want
that, and
want
advice is free, right? So come the 11th and, you know, ask any question you want, period.
That's right. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a member of 3D Hubs, but go check out 3D Hubs anyway and find out what it's all about. Go check out coho3d.com, which is on the air now, and you can see some of the products. I'll be adding some more. There'll be a 3D scanner, a handheld 3D scanner that I'll be putting online here very shortly, another line of 3D printers as well. But I really recommend the Leapfrog and the price. What I really recommend is the Leapfrog starter package. I got to tell you, you are getting the. That's where you're going to get the bang for your buck right there. And literally, you can have it paid for in a month just by registering your printer.
The big thing on 3D Hubs is when you create your account, it's going to ask you, hey, what filament do you have? What colors do you have? Because when someone's browsing those 41 machines in Seattle, not all those users are going to have the colors of filament that you want. With the starter pack, you're getting pretty much all the colors you're going to need. So when you register on 3D Hubs, you're going to get the most jobs because you have the most different, you know, materials to print from. And that's a big deal. You don't want to register on 3D Hubs with one roll of filament. No one, you know, if you get lucky, someone's going to need that color or that type. With the starter pack, you're getting PLA, ABS, tons of colors. It's amazing.
And that's a dual extruder in the pack, isn't it?
We have a single extruder package and a dual extruder package. I highly recommend the dual extruder package. It's apples and oranges.
And for the same reason, the dual extruder gives you the ability to print support material. 80% of the things, especially engineers, Boeing engineers, they're going to need what they call support structure, which is PVA, and that's a water-soluble glue, so it's totally safe to the environment, and basically just disappears after your print's done by soaking the print in water. And, you know, that's the primary reason to have a dual extruder. There's pretty much no other printer on the market that can do that, like the Leapfrog Creator can.
If you would like to see this all demonstrated, show up at my store, Coho Computer, on November 11th, 7 o'clock. Come early if you like. I'll be serving hors d'oeuvres. We'll have a little wine with your ID. If you have, if you're under 21, I'll still have some pops and whatever, and we'll figure it all out. But you'll be able to see what we're talking about. If you go to coho3d.com, you'll be able to see about 40 different colors of PVA and ABS that you can purchase. We even have a stone filament. I think it's called stone. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's a sandstone.
Sandstone.
It lets you do some pretty amazing things.
There's also PVA, of course. PVA is the water-soluble support material that Brandon was talking about.
An engineer's best friend.
and we're going to show you how it works. We'll actually have a couple of 3D-printed items that still have the PVA attached. We're going to dunk it in water, and you can magically see the part come to life right in front of you. So we're going to have that, and... just don't forget, and while we're talking about events, I want to go over this, and that is Wine Walk at Gilman Village on Thursday, November 20th in downtown Issaquah. Come on down. We're going to have live music. We're going to have snacks, local boutique wines, and you know Washington wines that we're winning all the awards, and we're winning the awards in France. It's unbelievable. There's going to be tasting locations all throughout Gilman Village. You can pair a good book along with a bottle of wine, because the local authors will be there showing off and autographing their books. And you want to make sure you come early, beat the rush. And believe me, I've had plenty of wine walks at my store, Coho Computer, and they actually line up out the door and into the street. Check out my Facebook page, and you will see what I'm talking about. You can get started on your holiday shopping a little early, a little buzzed, and have a good time. It's Thursday, November 20th. You got to be 21 years old. For more information and ticket information, go to downtownissaquah.com. And that is my public service announcement two of the day. Alan, welcome back. We missed you last week.
Well, it was adventurous.
Yeah. Alan had a little issue with his Xbox One, actually his Microsoft account. He had noticed that there was an order placed for a game that had already previously been purchased.
You're just going to tell my story for me?
I'm going to stop right there, and
yeah.
I'm going to just say that you found something on your bill, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, and you tell us what happened.
Well, here's the thing. First off, if anybody is ever going to steal from me, please, by all means, make it a device that connects to the cloud. You can't get much more intelligent than that. Let's just put it that way. So after a move that started with the most bizarre load-in I've ever seen, and being told things would be going into cabinets, that the cabinets would arrive here, and it said the cabinets were unpacked and reloaded into a truck, and safes were stored upside down so they could get scratched, and furniture wasn't wrapped, and all that fun stuff. At least I thought everything got here. Maybe not just quite the way I had expected. So I knew that as the truck was unloading, that I had seen my Xbox in a shelving system on there, and it was in a shelf that I knew was going to go to my storage room, although I don't know why I didn't just take it out and bring it inside. But by the time we had loaded the apartment and got to the storage room, everything was loaded so quickly I wasn't all that sure that it had been put in the storage room. Well, my son's birthday was the night before I was going to go to the storage room and pull out the Xbox, and while I was sitting on the couch, I had actually just turned on the internet in an apartment that barely had all the lights connected so that he could connect and go online, and shortly afterwards, I get this message from Microsoft that a Xbox game had been purchased that I knew he already owned. So I was a little upset with him. I couldn't figure out why he had gone online to purchase it, because it said he, of course, had purchased it. Well, his also having just turned 13 changed his parental rights in the Xbox system. So he was able to do things in the Xbox system he couldn't do before he was 13. Apparently, one of those is access Dad's credit card. So,
thank you, Microsoft.
Yes. Definitely a great security feature there. Maybe they should have kept, you know, at least some of the last 3,000 people they laid off. But
maybe they thought he just had his bar mitzvah. He's 13.
That's what it is.
It's true.
So, Craig, let's put your credit card on my account. But anyway, so we get all. He convinces me that he hasn't done this. Dad, there's no reason. We already own that game. I was like, yeah, you wouldn't do something that ridiculous. So I called Microsoft and said, could you tell me if this was purchased just out of curiosity in a browser or on the game? They said, no, actually, it was purchased within the game. I said, I thought that was rather interesting since it's not in my home, and I thought it was in the storage room. So they told me an address to go and check and log in, and I could see where the purchase had been made from. And the movers had told me their next stop from here was the Washington, D.C. area. And I could tell from going to the site and checking how it was logged in that the purchase was made from the Washington, D.C. area, and that my Xbox was connected to an Android phone, which I happen to know that one of the people on the truck certainly had an Android phone. Actually, many of them had an Android phone. And they were using that as the hotspot to connect to the Xbox. I found out they'd been playing Madden most of the time, but they just happened to purchase this one game that triggered everything. And so I am anxiously waiting to see what the report is from the very slow-moving local police department and the very fast-moving security department at Microsoft. And until I changed the password, I was actually following them from location to location, but I decided I probably shouldn't have them access my card anymore. So I know I can replace the Xbox with another Xbox. The problem is this was a day one Xbox, and I don't know how I'm going to get another day one Xbox if the ever not so fast moving local police department doesn't retrieve this one. But, you know, it's one thing when the movers just mess you up because it's a bad move, but when stuff starts getting stolen, it's just a whole nother joy of the move.
I have to tell you that our stupid news segment of the day has just taken place. We don't need it. There's nothing that's gonna top that. Those guys are caught red-handed. I love it. The cloud is cool. I like the cloud.
The only thing I wish I could have done was turn on the Kinect and say smile.
You know, I'm gonna tell you a little story real quick, and as a lot of my listeners know, my brother-in-law owns a pawn shop, and his brother owns a pawn shop. And as a matter of fact, that was the bar mitzvah I went today. Alex, you did a great job today. Alex, Well, anyway, so they brought an iPad to me, an iPad mini, about 2 weeks ago. And this is some information you probably want to know. If you ever buy a used iPad, you can have the 4-digit code. But if an iPad from the previous owner has that iPad connected to Find My iPad or Find My iPhone, the app, and you try to reset it to it, you it's a brick. You cannot. You have to have the password, and not even Apple will help you with that. Even if you have a bill of sale saying you bought that iPad legally, if it's not stolen, it doesn't have to be on a stolen report. If you don't have that password, it's bricked, and there is no way around it. So I didn't know this at the time, and they're saying, is there any way you can get this thing reset? Sure, I can reset it. So I went to go reset it, and it completely wiped out the OS and put in the new OS, OS 8, and it said on there, this iPad Mini is connected to the cloud, to iCloud, on Find My iPhone. Please enter the password. And all of a sudden, I went, what? And I pushed the button, the home button, to try to get out of it, and I heard my picture being taken. So I did it again, and I heard my picture being taken again. So I wrote a little piece of paper. If this is your iPad, please call me. And I put my phone number down. I held it in front of the camera, and I pushed it again, so it took a picture of that. I didn't get a phone call back because I believe it was a legitimate sale. You just think that the guy still has it registered on his list of iDevices and has neglected to take it off. I'm sure one day he will, and that device will no longer be a brick because, you know, these guys, although they have pawn shops, they try to do their best to make sure that they're regular customers. Anyway, the guy doesn't have a phone number to get a hold of anymore. But same thing. I mean, it's cloud stuff, and I can guarantee if it was stolen, the police would have been at my front door saying, hey, where'd you get this iPad? Well, it came from my brother-in-law's pawn shop. But
I guess from Alan's story, don't buy an iPad from anybody carrying an Android phone because that is the preferred phone of thieves.
Oh, the thing that I just I have the MAC address of the cell phone. I will have the phone number of the cell phone because it's an Android. I will subpoena Google. I will get the entire map of where they were driving. I will have every single thing I need to lock them up, and I can't wait.
Alan Wallace I've known for a long time. And we call him Gadget Guy for a reason. He has every gadget. He's reviewed every gadget. He's been on security teams that are unbelievable throughout the high-tech industry. And I guarantee if there's anybody out there in this world that can get somebody because of cloud technology, it's Alan Wallace, Gadget Guy, our very own. And that's the truth. And I can't say anything more about that except for I hope with all the gadgets that you own, and all of the memorabilia. I mean, this guy just traveled around with some of the biggest names in the music industry and has. When you said the Willie Nelson guitar made it safely, that made me smile. You have a lot of stuff.
I opened up a few more things today that made it safely. I was very happy. There was one thing that got scratched that was memorabilia, but I created it and I can get it redone.
That's good. Well, I'm glad of that. Hey, we're going to take one final break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up with a review on UMA. If anybody wants to know what that is, stay tuned. You're listening to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig right here on AM 1150 KKNW.
Coho Computer is a full-service computer and communications center. Conveniently located in downtown Issaquah on Front Street, we offer fast, high-quality turnaround computer service for all PC, Mac, and Android devices. Coho Computer also offers complete consultation and implementation of network services for the home and small and mid-sized businesses, as well as enterprise solutions. No job is too big or too small, so contact us today at 425-654-1239 or visit us online at cohocomputer.com.
That's Coho Computer Sales and Service, a proud sponsor of Tech Talk with Craig.
Are you suffering from SCS or slow computer syndrome? Well, tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 for Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, lead technician and owner of Coho Computer. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, keep you up to date with the latest in high-tech news, and feature special guests. Tech Talk with Craig, Saturdays noon to 1, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I love
my computer.
Good news, Belgium. We're streamed worldwide at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the High Tech Radio Network. It's Tech Talk with Craig. I'm Craig Walker, your host, and I'm here with a bunch of cool guys that are high tech and not geeks, and I like that. We have been talking about 3D printing. We've been talking about space. We've been talking about stupid news. I mean, those movers, I just can't wait for them to get caught. But we do have Gadget Guy back on the show, and we have something to review. We've only got a few minutes left. We're going to talk a little bit about UMA, which I believe is your mode of communication today.
It is, and in fact, it was when I first got here, I was very anxious to plug UMA in and try it out, and I realized it was on the moving truck. It actually did make it here. But they were kind enough to send me another one. And so I plugged that in right away when I finally had internet, and it's actually the UMA Small Business Box. So it's a little bit different than if you just walk into Costco and see the one that's there. Although that one, I think if you're a one- or two-person business, that may really have some advantages. But the Small Business Package will do things like provide the ability to make it sound like you have an auto attendant. You can purchase additional lines to where you can have it automatically ring to a fax machine or call your cell phone, and you can set up a dialing tree and all sorts of things. But as you can tell, as I'm talking, the audio quality is really quite good.
Yeah, before you go on, Alan, I just want to interject for 1 second, because a lot of people are going, UMA, they're talking about talking. What is he talking? Is it a box? Is it a computer? And let's start from the beginning for a lot of our audience that have no idea what we're even talking about. It's a phone system, and
yes.
Oh shoot!
Hear about alternatives to the traditional phone system online, you'll hear about everything from Vonage to Magic Jack, and UMA is another one of those companies in the space. And I would say in that space, really for home and small business, Vonage and UMA are probably the two bigger names. Then followed by a Magic Jack solution that, you know, I don't think is going to give you the quality that an UMA or a Vonage will. And I've been a Vonage user for a very, very long time, so I was very interested in trying the difference, because I thought the pricing structure was considerably different in how it rolled out.
Now, don't you purchase the device? And once you purchase the device, it's pretty much paid for?
So that is very much the case on the personal edition. And then they changed that slightly for the small business package. So I don't have nearly the larger fee that I would pay if I were paying for a typical small business package from a phone company, for example. So the line generally runs about $20 a month once you have the box. But, you know, the box enables you to get very good quality calls. It allows you to have a couple of adapters that you can plug around. And the other thing that I really like about this is that you're not limited to necessarily having to plug it directly into the back of the original unit. You get, they appear to be Bluetooth-enabled devices that you can plug in other outlets throughout your place and then plug just a standard phone line in it. And it works as an extension, and you can add as many of those as you want for, you know, roughly about $10 to $20 each.
And do you get the unlimited international calls on that?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
You know what? That's a good question. I'll have that
probably
answer for you.
Canada and Mexico.
I'll give you a number in Scotland. Let's see how much it costs.
Well, with Vonage, I pay.
I'll use your phone.
With Vonage, I pay $24 a month, and I get unlimited calls to landlines throughout the world, China, Taiwan. But if it's a cell phone, it's like 3 cents a minute or 4 cents. Very, very inexpensive. So I'm sure UMA has
stuff. I was spending a considerable amount of time this week following an Xbox, so I wanted to make sure you all knew the call quality was really good on UMA, and I'll do the research on the data plans and call plans for next week.
That'd be great. But you like the UMA. I can tell you that you're really, really close to a tie line. It's better quality than what we've been using in the last few shows. I like it. I don't think
you're trying to get out of spending the money on a tie line, aren't you, Craig?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I said we could rent one for a while. We've only got a couple of minutes left, so I want to throw a couple reminders out there. Don't forget about Gilman Village Wine Walk on November 20th. Make sure that you come to Coho Computer and Coho 3D on November 11th. We'll have Brandon Davis, president of or CEO of Leapfrog Americas. I want to get that right. I don't want your guys to misunderstand what I'm doing here. He will be up here for the occasion. He's an expert in 3D printing. Suleiman will be there. We're going to hopefully have Seth Crofton. I haven't asked him yet, but I will be. Maxim will probably be there. I'm sure he will want to be there as well. Don't forget, it's at 75 Front Street South in Issaquah, Washington, right on Front Street. And you guys are going to have a great time if you come. You're going to learn a lot. It's a 3D Hubs event. It's my pre-mayoral inauguration event. We're going to be drinking out of 3D printed wine glasses or plasses. Would we call them plasses?
Because it's going to be a really good opportunity for anyone that's interested in 3D printing or anyone that's interested in 3D printing and how it relates to business and how you can use 3D printing to profit. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to have a lot of plasses. Yeah.
Plasses. That's right. Wine plasses. Hey, I want you guys to remember to tune in next week. We'll be on at our regular time at noon. Noon to 1 Pacific. We'll have Clayton from Simplify 3D. I want to thank you all for listening to the High Tech Radio Network. You've been listening to Tech Talk with Craig right here on the High Tech Radio Network, AM 1150, KKNW. Thanks for listening.